She's either the one or practice for the one. And so you totally could lose her. We all could lose anybody that we're with at any time. That's a possibility for every relationship. And so, I don't know, the like old deep game saying was, the way to make big shots is being willing to miss them. And just go into it with the understanding, like, yes, you could lose that person, not, and I think that this is the way we sedate ourselves by saying, like, no, that won't happen, that'll never happen. We're kind of, again, repressing the shadow. And with the more accurate way would be to say, yes, I can lose them, and I'm afraid of that. And if you meet that head on, then that feeling can actually start to integrate. But when it's kind of left outside, it keeps banging on the door and you've got to let it in, like all the way in. And you can do that away from the relationship, right? Like even at this retreat, you can like spend time with that feeling and getting to know it and understanding where it comes from, which is actually like buried underneath all of that fear is a love for that person that's like fueling the desire to protect yourself, and it's a natural desire. So I think once the fear is more integrated, you can actually contact a much deeper love for that person, or at least a much more unobstructed love. So really it's like meeting reality head on. It's always that. Because I just don't know a way of falling in love that's not terrifying. That's part of the package, you know? And the greater the love, the scarier it is to imagine it leaving. And man, it's like, this is another saying from that teacher. She was like, true love is a gladiator sport. It really is. The like, lukewarm, you know, kind of like you, this is cool. That's one thing, but like full blown, oh my God, this might be the one, that's fucking scary. And the best way to meet that fear is to acknowledge it, not to deny it.